Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. Our God is the healer. If you desire healing today, invest time with Him.
Now that we have gotten through one more fall, I can just admit I've got it all, 'cause I do, 'cause I've got you. Cross these battle lines too many times. It passes through the heart, but it never leaves a mark.
O Lord, You have been our dwelling place, our place of safety and comfort. You created us and this world. You know how to heal this earth, and everything on it. You know how to heal all our diseases, our minds, and thoughts. And you can certainly heal our land. You are the healer. And equally important is the undeniable fact that you love us beyond our capacity to understand. That you would give up your only Son, Jesus, as the sacrifice for our sins, so that we may know the depth of your love and that we might be seen as righteous in your eyes, and that we may live forever in your very presence, where there will be no more sickness, no more death, none of these diseases that plague this earth. And these bodies that grow old and decay will be replaced with glorified bodies without any hint of the effects of presence of sin. Oh, that will be glory for us, when by your grace we shall look on your face. Even so, Lord, come quickly. Amen.
Yesterday, it seemed so clear the way your life should be, but somehow things didn't come around. Confusion leaves you in defeat.
But friend, it's time.
See you.
in God's word are for comfort and for peace. For all the hurting in your heart, you can find.
Troubled hearts with healing balm. There is healing in.
You are listening to Call to Worship, a listener-supported program. I want to especially thank those of you who support this ministry in prayer, as we share the gospel and as we encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we appreciate those of you who invest a few moments to write to us. I really appreciate your letters. And for those of you who can, we thank God for your generosity and your faithful support. When you are led to be a part of God's work here, your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And when you write, be sure to include the call letters of this station. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time, and you're always welcome to visit the Call to Worship website, where you can listen to previous programs, see a playlist of songs included in today's program, and you'll find devotional readings, our statement of faith, and much more. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. Thanks again for worshiping with us today. Thank you for joining us for this call to worship as we focus on God, the healer.
Thank you.
Folks, as we get older, it seems like more and more people around us are dealing with health issues. Some are dealing with the stress of emotional or even mental health issues. We also recognize that our nation, our land, needs the healing touch of our God. The Lord is creator of all things, and nothing is too hard for Him. He can and does heal. Let's look into Scripture to see God more clearly as the healer. Beginning in Exodus 15. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days into the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. The people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance. And there he proved them and said, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his command, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee." As the great physician, God heals every part of us, including spiritually, physically, and emotionally. Listen to Psalm 103, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." Psalm 147, "He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds." And He can heal our land. 2 Chronicles 7. "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Listen to the psalmist David as he prays for healing. Psalm 41. "I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee." Matthew 8. When Jesus arrived at Peter's house, Peter's mother-in-law was sick in bed with a high fever. But when Jesus touched her hand, the fever left her. Then she got up and prepared a meal for him. That evening, many demon-possessed people were brought to Jesus. He cast out the evil spirits with a simple command, and he healed all the sick. This fulfilled the word of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah, who said, "He took our sicknesses and removed our diseases." Matthew 10. Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them authority to cast out evil spirits and to heal every kind of disease and illness. As we know, many events of Christ's healings are in the pages of Scripture. Let's look at Luke chapter 5. In one of the villages, Jesus met a man with an advanced case of leprosy. When the man saw Jesus, he bowed his face to the ground, begging to be healed. "Lord," he said, "if you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean." Jesus reached out and touched him. "I am willing," he said. "Be healed." And instantly the leprosy disappeared. Philippians 4, a reminder to us all. Don't be anxious. Keep your focus on the Lord. He has the power to heal. Jeremiah 17, "O Lord, if you heal me, I will be truly healed. If you save me, I will be truly saved. My praises are for you alone." If you or someone you know is dealing with issues that need the healing touch of the Master, remember that the prayer of faith will save the sick. James 5. "Are any of you suffering hardships? You should pray. Are any of you happy? You should sing praises. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Such a prayer, offered in faith, will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. and if you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Pray for healing. Finally, let's look at Philippians 4. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Rich and poor. see, it won't be long. Healing rain is coming down. It's coming closer to the lost and found. Tears of joy and tears of shame are washed forever in Jesus' name. Healing rain, it comes with fire, so let it fall and take us higher. Healing rain, I'm not afraid to be washed in heaven's rain. Lift your hands, let us return to the mercy seat where time
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we are worshiping God, the Healer. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Please invest a moment to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. When you write, please be sure to include the call letters of this station. We invite you to visit our website, calltoworship.us, where you'll find more information about this ministry, and you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely there. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise His holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things He does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fulfills my life with good things.